Welcome to the Good Employer Podcast with me, Emma Del Torto.
Last week, some of the Effective team were at the Mental Health and Wellbeing Show in Cardiff. The show is an annual event held in Cardiff City Hall that we have been part of since its inception. The show has grown and grown, which just demonstrates the need for raising awareness of the myriad of issues that mental health covers. There was a full programme of interesting speakers sharing expertise and experience around mental health, including Nigel Owens, Neville Southall, Darcy Bustle, and me, just to name a few. The City Hall was full of brilliant organisations who take supporting others and mental health very seriously. Here are some of the conversations that Molly and I had on the day. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Emma.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
What are you up to?
Well, I'm here at the Mental Health and Wellbeing Show with you today, interviewing people.
Yes, we are, live and direct, and having lots of good conversations about mental health in the workplace, and mental health in general.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us your name and tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, of course. My name is Alex Griffin, and I'm the founder and director of L&G Media Group, which is the holding group that owns two magazines currently at the moment. One is the world's only West Highland Terrier magazine, which is a monthly publication dedicated to Westies, because we're a Westie owner,
right.
And there was nothing in the market at the time.
Love
so
it.
We're very, the only breed-specific publication on the planet. So the other sort of other project that we're currently going to be launching next month is called It's a Beast. Now, It's a Beast is going to be a hub stroke sort of news site for covering mental health topics. So we'll be covering everything that triggers negative mental health, from addictions, abuse, bereavement, suicide prevention, depression, anxiety, stress. We're also going to be focusing on armed forces. We're also going to be discussing having a column dedicated to the youth. So age groups between 16 upwards. So we're covering like high schools, colleges, educations, student accommodation, exam pressures, stress.
All the things that cause triggers and create stress.
Negative mental health. Exactly.
And how are you finding the mental health show today?
Very good. I've just arrived about an hour ago, and I've spoken to about four people in depth.
Brilliant.
There's always a lot more people to get around and see, which is a lot busier than it was last year, but it was the first one, and I was impressed with that as well. To be fair.
2019 was the first one.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was, and it has definitely grown and grown every year.
Oh, I see. Yes. Sorry, I was misinformed.
No, I think that there was a small event in 2019,
right,
and it has just grown.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell me what you think about being a good employer. Do you think it's important?
Well, define being a good employer.
Well, do you think that employers who look after their employees and treat them well, communicate well, do you think those are fundamentally good things for mental health?
Absolutely, 100%. And I think in regards to the recruitment process, it starts from there. I think communication is key. I think that is the priority. As a business owner myself.
You were in my talk, weren't you?
No, I've just arrived.
I was talking all about communication.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I want to say wavelength.
Brilliant, well, this sounds excellent.
Yeah, I think it's very key to communicate in regards to what the company culture is, what's expected of them, what's expected of the employer, you know, what the vision is of the business, what you've achieved, but where you want to go. And just to make sure that they're similar-minded people, because there's nothing worse being in a business, starting up a business yourself, and actually trying to not fight with other people to try and explain your vision to them, but for them to get on board quickly, it just helps.
Yeah.
We've been more responsive in the business.
So you've heard it. Alex says communication is key.
Absolutely.
Alex, thank you very much for being my first mini podcast guest.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, who are you? What are you doing here today?
Hi, Mol. I am Hugh, founder of Matali Dads. Matali Dads is a mental health support group for fathers, mainly based in Barry, for dads who are bonded together by the love of heavy metal music, because why not?
Mm. And what are the biggest mental health concerns that you're seeing at the moment?
Biggest mental health concerns are lots of topics which are fallout responses to the pandemic, and that is partly a part of our story, how we were sort of founded in the first place, connections being cut, not being able to see people, etc. So I think biggest mental health concerns are still a fallout of that global event, things like social anxiety, general confidence of going back out, even just in our case, going to concerts again. I mean, I went to my first gig post-pandemic. Even me, who's normally the outgoing person, felt a little bit odd going to a first concert, but after that, I sort of felt a lot easier about it. So I think, a lot of things which are linked to what has been a very unusual time in our human histories.
And what are the attributes of a good employer to you?
The attributes of a good employer to me, flexibility and empathy. I think so. So not having specifically maybe a solid Magna Carta of text where this is it. It's sometimes maybe interpreting things different based on the needs of other people. So, for example, I work for a very corporate employer. Last year, I was diagnosed with a near fatal sepsis infection where I was out of work for 3 months, and I was very, very well supported, being phased back into work, and to make sure that I didn't overdo it, and I'm forever grateful for that employer for doing that. So flexibility and just basically having that direct conversation and making sure that I've got someone to turn to, for example, an on-site nurse or health professional that is health professional, but from a HR perspective as well. So that, I suppose, HR, again, a really good HR department is very, very key. I think so. Not just, for example, the health and well-being physically and mentally, but even just communication and relationships between colleagues. For example, having the confidence to pull someone aside if other colleagues are concerned about underperformance or tyrannical behavior, bullyish behavior. It might be someone is under trained or something else is happening at home, etc. So having one person's having a bad time can affect an entire team. So awareness and the empathy to approach them and offer better practices and better options going forward. So flexibility, I believe, probably all comes under, if that makes sense.
I totally agree. Have you had a great time today?
I've had an excellent time today, thank you very much. We've met and chatted to the two keynote speakers, so Neville Southall, ex-Wales goalkeeper, this morning, and Nigel Owens just a moment ago. We haven't come here to speak to hundreds and hundreds of people. We believe in the importance of, if we can make a difference to one person, whether it's saving a life, we have done our job. So we've spoken to maybe 30 to 40 people today, which might not be much, but we've had 30 or 40 excellent conversations, connected, built rapport, and people have just lit up when they've heard the niche idea of what we represent, and that it is a bit different, but we believe, even though we were told the opposite at the beginning in our journey, that our niche is a weakness, we believe our niche, it was our strength. So you can't see this right now because this is purely audible, but looking around, you can see wonderful logos of all these fantastic organizations around us, and they're mainly going for the lighter colors in the design logo. We are very much black because we believe you don't need to keep darkness at a arm's length. You need to basically embrace it because it's a part of us. We don't have to hide from it. We are going to live with it, and we can only upskill ourselves to deal with it better every single day, or learn how to wrestle it better, not necessarily to run away or to hide from it. So we believe in embracing the darkness because it is a part of what we are, and there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. So answer your question, I've had a great day, and it's given us that reinforced feeling that what we are on the right track. And what we're doing, it's not necessarily pioneering, it's just something fresh. And I think fresh ideas change the world. And that's what we're trying to do in small steps in our community first. Well, maybe the rest of Wales another day.
You've definitely got fresh, awesome ideas. Vitali Dads is such a cool charity. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
So hi, who are you and what are you doing here today?
I'm Nush, it's Anushka, but shortened to Nush. I work for Attentive Apparel, and we're a sensory-friendly clothing brand who sort of aim to be able to sell hoodies mostly, because we've just bought out this sensory hoodie to mostly ADHD and autism, but obviously across the neurodiversity spectrum, just because there's not enough things out there for us. And we are all very fashionable human beings, and we want to be able to look good as well as feel good, like everybody does. But for us, it's a bit harder. So we've designed clothing to match that, and accessories as well, to be able to help the neurodivergent community.
That's awesome. And what do you think the biggest mental health concern is at the moment?
Oh, there are loads of mental health concerns at the moment. I would say it's, other than the mental health concern, I think obviously we all have mental health, but I think it's the understanding from others who don't have that is the issue for I think most neurodivergents, because that's what we struggle with the most, with maintaining relationships, understanding people's opinion from their perspective, not being neurodivergent and being neurotypical. So I would say that it's just a lack of communication rather than anything.
Cool. And what do you believe the attributes of a good employer are?
I think there's many things that is a good employer. Number one, they have to be a good person.
Yeah.
Because if they're not a good person and they're very money motivated and they're more concerned about the business, then that means a high turnover rate in terms of the retention of staff. So they're not going to be doing very well there anyway, right? So it's about having a good person running the company that understands their employees as well as how the business works. And if you're going to look at it from an employment perspective of who you're employing, just making sure that you're bringing the right people into your company as well who have the same vision as you. And I think most of the tackles after that will be a lot easier from having those relationships with those people who are going to try to understand. And if they do that, then I think that that would form a really good business.
Cool. And have you had a good time here today at the Mental Health and Wellbeing Show?
Oh, it's been so nice, because it's been so like humbling to see how many people are doing what they're doing just to help people. I think in this industry, you come across a lot of challenges, don't you? And a lot of tackling people and a lot of trying to get people to understand. Whereas when you walked around here today, it's almost like a mutual agreement that we all understand.
Yeah.
So the conversations I've been having today has just been amazing, because it's just been, there's no educating, there's no like trying to tell people what the score is and how we are as neurodivergents. It's very just accepted, and people already know, because that's part of their business as well.
Exactly.
So yeah, no, it's been lovely. It's been lovely.
Thank you so much for talking to me today.
It was lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm chatting to you live and direct from the Mental Health Show. And can you tell us your name, please, sir?
I'm Grant.
Hello, Grant. And tell me a little bit about what you're promoting today.
So I'm here with Dawnstalkers. So we are primarily a cold water stroke sea swim collective gathering at Pilates Seafront every day at dawn. And we're really here to promote mechanisms for up-leveling your well-being on a daily or weekly or even monthly basis. Now, what can we do that's free, that's in our vicinity, that will help us on a daily basis?
And tell me a little bit about the impact it has on you. So when you turn up to work, having dipped at dawn, how do you feel?
So the effects of cold water last for considerably longer than cocaine. So simple as that. It's a really positive way to start your day. There's all sorts of reasons why low access sunlight first thing in the morning is great for your circadian rhythm. I sleep really well. I stop drinking, so
all positives.
Super positive, yeah.
And it's
infectious.
It sounds like you're taking your mental health very seriously.
It's a simplicity. I'm glass half full, but I want to be happy. So, and we can't be happy all the time, but how can I add fun into day-to-day life? And that's what I'm here for. And in supporting people in doing that on a daily basis is really important. And it's fulfilling on my requirement for happiness and connectedness. In fact, over here on the roller banner, presence, mindset, sparky joy. I really like seeing other people happy.
And what do you think that employers can do to allow people to join you, or to make it easier for people to take ownership of their own mental health in this way?
So I, think one thing that the pandemic has really shown is that allowing people a little bit more freedom and allowing them to connect with work in a way that works for them actually makes people more productive. So it makes people more engaged. So I think looking at ways that, you know, whether it be a team building session going to get in the sea, or whether it being allowing people to be a little bit more flexible in the hours they work or where they work from and how much they connect with outside of nature, can only be positive.
Hi, who are you and what are you doing here today?
Hello, my name's Rhys and I'm here on behalf of the charity Autistic Minds. And I am here today to raise as much awareness of autism and mental health as I can.
And what do you think the biggest mental health concerns are at the moment?
I think a lot has been written about anxiety and depression, and how people can be vulnerable to both those mental health conditions, and how a daily life can lead to those conditions and what triggers them.
And what do you think the attributes of a good employer are?
I think it's incredibly important for employers to be understanding and compassionate of mental health. I think it's one thing to understand how conditions like anxiety, depression, and even neurodevelopmental conditions like autism can affect the way that someone works. So I think it's really important that employees have a good understanding of things like reasonable adjustments, and just have an understanding of who their employees are and what makes them tick, what enables them to work at their utmost, no matter what your field is in.
And have you had a good time here today?
I have had an awful time. I have had an amazing time. I've had a lot of very, very powerful conversations about anxiety, depression, how to support people's mental health, and how to get the most out of people. Also got to meet Neville Southall. That was cool. That was so cool. I've loved every minute of it and would definitely love to come back next year.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
No problem.
Lovely to see you.
You too.
Hi, it's lovely to talk to you. What are you doing here today at the Mental Health and Wellbeing Show?
So my name's Molly and I work for a charity called Bipolar UK. And what we're doing here is really raising awareness about the services that we have in Wales and throughout the rest of the UK and the support that we can provide to our community.
Awesome. And what do you think the attributes of a good employer are?
So I think being understanding and being willing to learn. I know that particularly for people who are affected by bipolar, employment can be challenging in lots of different ways, whether you're looking after someone like a family member or a friend and you need to take time away or kind of adjust the task that you have to be able to support them better. Or if you have the diagnosis or you're going through that diagnostic kind of process, making sure that your employer is aware of the experiences that you might have, the experiences that you have now, and they're able to talk to you about it in a way that's comfortable, that doesn't make you feel kind of stigmatized, or you're not running through a list of like, how do you feel 0 to 10, but you're having that real human conversation. And I think a significant part of that is being willing to learn about what the diagnosis might mean for each individual person.
Cool. Thank you so much.
That's so cool.
It's lovely to talk to you.
You too.
Hi, it's lovely to talk to you. Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Dave Williams and I'm at the show today as the founder of Real Minds, which is a charitable company set up to support mental health and wellbeing through fishing. But I'm also the managing director of Passport to Employment Training Company.
And how have you found the show today? Have you had a good time?
Yeah, it's been really good. We've spoken to some interesting people, seen some interesting projects. Had a couple of good leads as well, different people who are, you know, looking to access our project, didn't know about it before. So I think it's been a really great way to, you know, let other people be able to access our programs.
And what do you think the attributes of a good employer are? What do people need to do to be a good employer?
I think they need to, you know, value their staff, consider a work-life balance, and listen to their staff as well, you know, as well as giving sort of good direction and where they're supposed to go. But I've found myself, you know, being a business owner for probably, 15 years, that the most important thing is the people in the company. You know, you need to be able to trust these people, you know, because they're looking after your livelihood. So, you know, it's important that they get something out of it and they feel valued. You know, they enjoy coming to work. You know, I'm sure you've had a job, we all have.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to go to, you know,
you
wake up in the morning, I don't want to go there. you know, you don't want that. You know, yeah. I think the best thing to do is, you know, you need to keep an eye on your staff and what's going on. And, you know, are you putting too much pressure on them, or are you not putting enough pressure on them? Mm. You know, boredom can be just as bad as being overworked. So, yeah.
Thank you very much for speaking to me today.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Employer Podcast with Emma Del Torto. The Good Employer Podcast is a production of Effective Human Resource Management Limited. It is produced by Molly West. Looking for more advice on how to be a good employer? Check out our website, www.effective-hrm.co.uk, to sign up to our mailing list, or email us at hello@effective-hrm.co.uk. Want a peek behind the curtain of the show? Follow us at Effective HRM on socials for updates. Like what we're doing? Rate and review us on iTunes and subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. And remember, being a good employer starts with you.